It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's first shipment of the Pfizer COVID vaccine arrived Monday at UC Health Memorial Hospital in Colorado Springs. Pharmacist Laura Brewer was part of the team giving vaccinations. CPR's Andrea Dukakis says Brewer also got one herself.
And she said she was so happy to be able to help her coworkers be protected from this virus. And I also spoke with the chief medical officer of the hospital, who said that this was really a historic day, and he hoped the beginning of the end of the pandemic.
CPR's Andrea Dukakis. The state received almost 47,000 doses in this first shipment. Former inmates have sued the El Paso County Sheriff for not doing enough to protect them from COVID-19 while they were in custody. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado filed the suit on behalf of six detained people who represent the entire jailed population. Lawyers argue that El Paso Sheriff Bill Elder acted with deliberate indifference by not supplying masks to inmates until November and refusing to separate sick inmates from healthy ones. The lawsuit includes the story of a pregnant woman with asthma on pretrial detention who housed next to another sick, coughing inmate. Lawyers say sheriff's deputies did not permit inmates to even wear homemade masks and confiscated them. The county had no immediate comment on the pending litigation. There are currently 1,200 inmates inside the jail. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's a Colorado tradition to keep Christmas lights up until the end of the National Western Stock Show in January, but the stock show has been postponed until 2022. Spokeswoman Karen Wood says the pandemic won't stop the tradition.
We are getting the question whether we should leave our lights on for the duration of stock show, and we're encouraging everyone to do so and support a stock show. It's a tradition that dates back to the 1920s. The dates of Stock Show 21 would have been through January 24th. So we're encouraging everyone to leave their lights on through January 24th.
Wood says the Denver City and County Building plans to leave its holiday lights on until then. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.